The MHSAA record books are chock full of history and amazing numbers, plus a well-decorated runner has advice for the next generation. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Did you know that Muskegon High School has won more football games than any other high school in MHSAA history? The Big Reds began play in 1895, and going into week four, have won 879 games. From 1968 through 1975, Hudson won a state record 72 consecutive games. The longest active winning streak belongs to Grand Rapids Catholic Central, who have now won 40 straight. And the last time a team went through the entire regular season without allowing a point was in 1973, when Saginaw Arthur Hill went 9-0, winning every game by shutout. There are entire record books for each of the MHSAA's 29 sports online. Just go to MHSAA.com. Each sport has a link for their record book near the top of their page. You can look for team or individual records, as well as records for championship events. It's a great way to delve into the history of each sport. How else would you know that Rockford has made 26 straight football postseasons, the longest streak in state history? And if you think you have a record that should be added, check out the submission instructions at the top of each record book page. Game balls this week go to Boyne City's Ava Tarsi. The junior volleyball player had 35 assists, 7 kills, and 5 aces in Boyne City's come-from-behind 3-2 win over Sheboygan. Sturgis running back Jacob Thompson, who ran for 302 yards and 6 touchdowns in a 55-34 win over Plainwell. Thompson also threw for a score in the win. And to Lake Orion senior volleyball player Nina Horning. She helped lead the Dragons to a straight sets win over Detroit Country Day, including 10 kills alone in the third set, as she continues to move up the all-time list in that category.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
In volleyball, you'll sometimes see the first referee give a double thumbs up signal. That's not because the referee was impressed with a huge spike. So what does it mean? A double thumbs up signal indicates there will be a replay of the rally or point. What causes a do-over for a rally or point? This most often occurs when something or someone enters the proximity of the playing area, but can also happen when the ball gets lodged in the net or overhead obstruction, when it hits certain objects on the wall short distances from the court, and when a player gets a little anxious and serves before the first ref's whistle. And, unlike any other sport, the point will be replayed if the officials just can't come to an agreement on the call. The point gets wiped off the board, and the whole rally starts anew, like it never happened.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. On June 23, 1972, Title IX was signed into law. In the 50 years since, millions of girls have participated in an MHSAA-sponsored sport, and that number continues to grow every year. We've celebrated their numerous contributions and achievements in a variety of ways this past year, and will continue to do so leading up to the 25th annual Women in Sports Leadership Conference in October. Today, we highlight Kayla Jackson. The recent Detroit Renaissance graduate won 5 individual track and field championships and was a part of 6 relay titles. She owns the all-finals record in the 200 and 400 relay, and next, she's off to run at the University of Georgia.
Being a female athlete is important to me because it kind of shows other girls and women that we can do the same thing just as men and maybe be even better. And I just want to let people know that it's okay to make mistakes. Not everything's going to be perfect, but as long as you put the most effort into your craft, then everything will be okay.
For more information on the WISL conference or for previous Title IX at 50 spotlights, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.